Here's a thought I'll title Variations on a Theme. I'm a big fan of Sergei Rachmaninoff's piano works, his various compositions, symphonies, concertos, etc. For some reason, I just connect with his style and approach to music. And I've listened, I thought, to almost everything he ever wrote. Until, that is, last night, I went to a concert where a really talented pianist was playing a composition of Rachmaninoff's that I'd never heard before, Variations on a Theme of Corelli. Now, there's a little backstory as to how this pertains to photography and what we're doing with the visual arts. The backstory is simply this, that Corelli wrote this little theme of music, less than a dozen notes, but they were absolutely mesmerizing to Rachmaninoff, and he decided he would do a series of variations on that tune, which he did, and there's a total of 20 variations on the tune, which are sort of strung together to make one piece of music. One section is sort of quiet and moody, and another section is vigorous and fast-paced, and another one is sort of melancholy, etc. But in every case, we can definitely tell that there's a transition from one style of presentation to another, but we hear that same series of notes that tell us these are all related. They're all variations on a theme of Corelli. Each of the 20 variations are quite different from one another, but identifiable as having been derived from the same tune. And as I listened last night, I couldn't help but think, how could we use this idea in our creative photographic expressions? What if we were to take one image from our Lightroom catalog and process it in 20 different ways, with 20 different moods, with 20 different aesthetic expressions? Could we do that? Would it be difficult? Would it be easy? Would it be too much? I don't know. Fascinating idea. So why not, if 20 is intimidating, try it with 5? Can you take one image, process it maybe the way you would normally process any other image, and then come up with 4 variants that are quite different, but all made from the same digital capture or the same negative, so that they have similarity but difference, variations on a theme? This goes hand in hand with my idea that style, which used to be a big deal when I was starting photography, was something that photographers strived for so that they could differentiate themselves from all the other photographers. I'm proposing that that's old world thinking, that now style is something that we need to create for each and every project, because each project has its own mood, its own impression, its own ideas. And having one style for our career is sort of an analog way of thinking, whereas trying to develop a style for each and every project is a much more challenging one, but fits nicely with the powerful processing that's available to us in the digital workflow. I would think we could easily come up with 3 or 4 variations on an image, maybe even a dozen variations. And perhaps it takes someone of Rachmaninoff's genius to come up with 20 variations on a theme. But certainly you and I could hold that out as inspiration and perhaps a goal to develop a variety of ways to interpret a given digital capture or print in the analog darkroom. And just in case you're interested in hearing that piece of music, I found several performances of it on YouTube. Variations on a Theme of Corelli, composed by Rachmaninoff and performed by quite a number of different really talented classical pianists.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.